April 13, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God, the Compassionate Christ. Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, I ask that you show your holiness, your love, and your power through me. Read Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 through chapter 10, verse 4. The workers are few. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Jesus sends out the 12. Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Reflect. Oh, use me, Lord. Use even me, just as thou wilt, and when, and where. As Jesus taught and preached and healed his way around Galilee, crowds of people followed him everywhere he went. It must have been tiring, but Jesus' compassion was unfailing. Instead of seeing an anonymous mass of people, he saw individuals desperately in need of help. Devoid of spiritual food and care, they were weary and worried. Jesus likens them to sheep without a shepherd. Those who are supposed to shepherd them are only neglecting them and burdening them with legalistic religion. What parallels can you identify with our current situations? Moved with compassion for the crowds, Jesus appeals to his disciples. His first words are most encouraging. The harvest is plentiful. For those with eyes to see, that is certainly still true today. Good news! The second part of verse 37 is more sobering. The workers are few. So between verse 38 and the end of chapter 10, Jesus gives his disciples some instructions. The first of these is not, as we might expect, "Therefore go and work," but "ask." Prayer is always the absolute priority for a Christian. Our first and most important task: to ask the Lord to send workers into his harvest field. The next chapter reveals the 12 as the first of those workers. Like all good leaders, Jesus delegates his authority. With authority comes responsibility and accountability. So, although the 12 were now apostles, verse 2 meaning sent ones, see verse 5, the emphasis was still on them as disciples, followers. Their names reveal 12 very ordinary people. Their qualifications for ministry are simply being with Jesus, following him for 3 years, and learning from him. These disciples are about to become part of the answer to their own prayers. But 12 will not be sufficient to meet the need. Apply. What motivates your own prayers for mission? Ask the Lord to send workers into his harvest field. Consider how you might help to answer your own prayer. Closing prayer. Lord, empower me through your word. Strengthen me to live for you and share who you are in word and deed.